Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today for another episode of The Best Hour. I'm Brother T, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be discussing Lesson 18 today, A Course in Miracles workbook lesson. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence before we begin. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing. The idea for today is another step in learning that the thoughts which give rise to what you see are never neutral or unimportant. It also emphasizes the idea that minds are joined, which will be given increasing stress later.
Today's idea does not refer to what you see as much as to how you see it. Therefore, the exercises for today will emphasize this aspect of your perception. The 3 or 4 practice periods which are recommended should be done as follows. Selecting subjects for the application of the idea randomly, look at each one long enough to say, I am not alone in experiencing the effects of how I see blank.
Conclude the practice period by repeating the more general statement, I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing. A minute or so, or even less, will be sufficient. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing. And so it is. Let's join together again for another moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. You and I are one. And when we say that, we're referring to that we are joined in mind as children of God. We are joined in mind with God. I've shared this statement that was shared through Paul Tuttle from Jesus that simply said, you and God are one. And when you let that be, you get your identity back. All is shared because all is one in mind. All of these constructs begin to come together. And we can begin to really begin to generalize these lessons and move beyond the specifics. But the ego mind, the thinking self, wants to get down to the nitty-gritty of the specifics. And we start there. We must start there. But this is the first lesson in the workbook that begins to explore the reality that we are all joined in mind. We are all one with God. We are all one then with each other in the mind of God. So I think the underlying point of this is that we don't experience this world separately, and that everyone else's ideas and perceptions and their thoughts influence our thoughts. So going back to thoughts or things, I like to equate it to frequency. Thoughts are holding or have a certain vibration. A thought of anger has a vibrational field. A thought of love has a vibrational field. And I think we are all very aware of that. You know, there have been some testing, you know, done even with water. When people, you know, in these experiments, they would take a glass of water and, you know, write hatred on it, you know, or anger or something on it. And when people would see it or look at it, you know, that word has a vibration. It has an energy, and the water would begin to take on that vibration. Then they would take pictures of it, and they could see a different structure that the water would take and represent from when the word love was placed on a glass of water, as an example. Thoughts are things. They carry a vibration. They have an energy. And we share in that vibration together when we're with our brothers and sisters. So we do share the vibrational field of thoughts. When a group of people are sharing a vibrational field of anger or hatred, which is a defense for fear, in a large enough group, it can turn into violence. It can turn into, you know, what we call the mob mentality, right? And we've seen that play out even recently here in our world, right? But we can look at movies and pictures and, you know, series of shows on TV that harken back to our history of our country and others, and see those same energies playing out again and again. When people get together in fear, they tend to act out those vibrational energies, and because they share them, and when they share them, they begin to build in time. So again, we're sharing thoughts because thoughts hold a vibrational field, and we are receivers, just like radios, you know, we pick up on frequencies. And so we are, you know, we are transmitters and receivers of the frequencies and the energies of thoughts. And they're magnified when we apply word, you know, when we speak them out loud, we add more energy. We may have a harsh thought about someone in our presence and say absolutely nothing, and they can pick up on that. But certainly if we give it voice, it magnifies it dramatically, adds more and more energy to it. So passion is extremely powerful as a creative force, you know. So we make this world, and the energies that it holds are representations of the energies that we are projecting from our thoughts.
And likewise, the thoughts of truth, thoughts that we might even call positive, mm-hmm. you know, thoughts, we are not alone in experiencing the effects of our seeing those thoughts, the images of those thoughts either. And truly that is the basis for prayer. And mm-hmm. the idea of prayer is the way that I teach it is that we are connected in heart and mind. And so that is the reason why speaking or thinking a prayer for another has an impact. Mm-hmm. Just as the negative thoughts that you've been, you know, that you shared in what you taught just now, Brother T, that, you know, the thought of prayer, the thoughts of prayer, we are not alone in experiencing the effects of those either. And so we teach that we are non-local beings, so that they're in this mind that is connected, there is no time, space, or distance, that we can each turn within and pause wherever we are, and that the thoughts that we give forth through prayer give rise to what we experience. And that is why and how prayer can work for others, or that those thoughts can have an impact. I like the sentence that says, learning today is another step in learning that the thoughts which give rise to what we see are never neutral or unimportant. And it emphasizes that our minds are joined. Anyway, so to me, this is also forms the basis for the impact of prayer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's as you pointed out many times in a lot of your teaching, it's a binary system. Mm-hmm. We're either thinking a negative thought or a thought from fear, which is from the ego mind, mm-hmm. or we are joined mm-hmm. in mind mm-hmm. with the mind of love, our higher self. Mm-hmm. And so each one of those are creative in energy, and one is making an unreal world and adding to the illusion, and the other one is dispelling the illusion and revealing to us, like in yesterday's lesson, it says you don't really see, you're not really seeing the truth. Mm-hmm. You're not really seeing reality. Mm-hmm. right? When you're thinking and projecting and seeing with the body's eyes, when we join with the mind of love, which is referred to as the Holy Spirit, and also declared to be nothing more than your right mind in A Course in Miracles, then that is an extension and a creative energy of love. Mm. So we're either adding to the illusion or we are pulling our power from it and causing it to shrink or causing it to diminish with every thought. That's why thoughts are so important, and that's why that's what we've been covering for these first 2 weeks, if you really think about it. All we've been talking about for almost 3 weeks now is thinking, the thinking mind, thoughts, because of their creative nature.
I'm not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing.
A minute or so, or even less, will be sufficient in considering this lesson today. So don't get all caught up on it. Just let it be with it. Be with it. Let it be with you. And know that you are loved. Thank you for staying with us today. Thank you for hanging out here with us for the best hour. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send